This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Angeline Tay, and it's Tuesday, the 7th of March, and on the show today,
Jay-Z launches a new venture capital firm. Yep, Jay-Z. This Jay-Z.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap.
Yep, I guess you can say that this also may have helped you to get some dirt off your shoulder, if you know what I'm saying. And yesterday, we talked about a startup from Pakistan joining Y Combinator. Well, we have some great news if you've already been interested about Y Combinator, the accelerator program.
And PayPal's Singapore incubator has just hatched 3 startups. But first, let's talk about Facebook, because Facebook has finally started to use dislike button, and prophecy has come true.
Yeah, Facebook maybe kinda sorta has a dislike button, but it's not what you think. They're actually testing emojis for specific messages in chat threads the same way you would react to a news post in your Facebook feed. So basically, you hover over your friends' messages in the chat messaging app, and then you can tap the emoji button to pick a bunch of reactions like thumbs up, thumbs down, or you know, which is actually the dislike button, the lovey-dovey hearts, and then the lol, wow, and all those kind of emojis and all. Everyone in the thread will then see that reaction counted below the specific message you attach to it. And then you can tap to see the full list of people who left you with that reaction.
And Facebook confirmed this new feature to TechCrunch, saying that they're always testing ways to make Messenger more fun and engaging. And this is a small test where they enable people to share an emoji that best represents their feelings on a message. What this means is not everyone has access to this new feature now, but if people enjoy it, Messenger reactions could roll out to all users.
And the Messenger reaction list on emoji is actually different from the news feed one, mainly because it has a dislike button. And the thing is, people have always just been demanding from Facebook for this reaction, and Facebook's just always been denying it.
Yeah, it's actually known as Facebook's most requested feature, but the company didn't want to inject too much negativity into their feed, so they just never bothered to design one. And instead, Facebook started using reaction buttons so people could share more emotions quickly, like either, you know, happy, sad, angry, or the wow.
Yeah, so if you're probably wondering how come Facebook has finally brought the elusive dislike button to life, well, it's not exactly the hate button, because the company sees it more as a no button in chat threads. So imagine if people use Messenger for planning and coordinating an office dinner, and someone suggested like a lousy restaurant, the dislike button will give everyone in the chat group to vote no. So Facebook says that it's just experimenting to see if Messenger reactions are helpful for quick logistics and voting, and that's why it's offering a yes no option, even though people will naturally see it as a like and dislike button.
And that actually makes a lot of sense, because if you want to take a vote in a group chat and you have a few people saying yes and the rest saying no, how are you going to count all that? You know, you actually have to scroll up and tally the vote, which seems super time consuming and messy. And that way, when someone suggests nasi lemak and there are 15 votes below that message as compared to 3 for Maggi Goreng, it becomes a fast and quick decision.
What? No love for Maggi Goreng. That's impossible though. But I get what you mean, because you know, that's exactly what Facebook is promoting. It's that speedy reactions. Messenger reaction are actually very similar to iMessage new tap back emoji, which is a feature pioneered by Slack's emoji reaction. And since Slack has become very successful with emoji reactions, the feature could become a strong addition to WorkChat, which is a Facebook messaging system for enterprise collaboration suites, it's called Workplace.
This is interesting. Facebook launched reactions almost exactly a year ago. It was a lot longer than that, actually. And they become very popular, with over 300 billion sent so far. And love is the most frequently used, making up more than half of all reactions. So Mexico, Chile, and Suriname see the most reactions per user. And now Facebook is analyzing reactions a little more heavily than standard likes when determining how interesting a post is and how prominently to show it in the news feed.
Yeah, and they have to keep improving this way, because the more convenient Facebook can make Messenger, the better it can compete with the likes of Snapchat, Line, and Google's messaging apps, which are kind of messy at this point of time. There's so many of them, right? And this Messenger reactions feature really does take off, and people do like it. They might actually also use it in WhatsApp. You know, who knows? Things could be a lot easier for everyone. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we might have 99 problems, but this story ain't one, because Jay-Z, yes, that Jay-Z that we played off early on, he's just launched a new venture capital firm. And I know some of you might think that this is completely random, but if you know Jay-Z, it's actually not that surprising.
Yeah, you could say that he has an empire state of mind. It's not surprising at all, actually. Jay-Z has always had a solid reputation as an entrepreneur. He owns Roc Nation, which is a full-service entertainment company inclusive of artists and athlete management, publishing, touring, film, TV, and new ventures. And he has also helped a lot of up-and-coming rap and hip-hop figures by overseeing their albums. Mm,
and he also has a stake in companies like Stance and Uber, so this is totally kind of makes sense from him from a business standpoint.
Yeah, anyway, Jay-Z's new VC is called Arrive. Wow. And according to reports, he has been planning this launch for a while. This investment platform will look with early stage startups and offer investment of capital as well as assistance with business development, branding, and more to help those select companies flourish per the official announcement.
I love the name Arrive. Mm. What a great name. And Arrive's unique sales pitch to potential investment targets revolves heavily around its experience in brand building. You can trust Jay-Z for that. The company is actually quite unique among VC firms in terms of its exposure because, like we mentioned, Jay-Z has experience at managing and building up artists and athletes via Roc Nation. So basically, Arrive is hoping to leverage that experience into something a little bit different from the status quo normal venture capital firms. And this could be very appealing edge indeed to the consumer-focused startups who are looking to accelerate their growth.
Maybe he's making, you know, superstar entrepreneurs. So let's get into the inner workings of Arrive. So behind the scenes, Roc Nation is working with Primary Venture Partners and Glassbridge Asset Management to form a new firm, with Primary acting as the venture advisor to guide all these investments, while Glassbridge will be offering business infrastructure support. Arrive itself doesn't control a fund yet, but the press release suggests it's in the plan. However, the main aim here is building a resource that can be put into both existing portfolio companies as well as investing in new ones. Mm.
Hip-hoppreneurs is what I think probably he would be calling them. If you know. Yeah. That'll be the first you've heard. It's, you know, hip-hoppreneurs or rappreneurs.
Rappreneurs. Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneurs. Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Anyways, it's some seriously good stuff. Yeah, and, you know, we're excited to see what kind of startups Jay-Z invests via his new venture capital firm. Anyways, we're heading off to a short break. And all this Jay-Z talk just makes us want to listen to some of his work. So here is Jay-Z himself with 99 Problems, BFM 89.9.
Cut! Okay, take two.
A new take on the world of business, BFM 89.9.
Yep, you are listening to BFM 89.9. That song earlier on by Jay-Z may have kind of shocked you. It's like, oh, am I listening to the right channel? It is, because we were talking about Jay-Z's new venture capital firm. Anyways, we're back on the Enterprise Biz Bytes, and yesterday we spoke about Kaula. It's the Fitbit for cows, and it's the only second startup from Pakistan joining Y Combinator. Now, for some of you who don't know what Y Combinator is all about, they are an American seed accelerator program that started in March 2005. Fast Company has even called Y Combinator, or YC for short, the world's most powerful startup incubator, and Fortune magazine calls it a spawning ground for emerging tech giants.
Yeah, and under their umbrella is the likes of Dropbox, Reddit, Twitch, and Airbnb. These are all companies that graduated from YC, and they are now making its startup school event available to more people in the form of massively open online course, or MOOC. If you head on over to startupschool.org, you can register yourself for a spot to watch the various industry leaders and entrepreneurs that the startup program has lined up to guest lecture during the 10-week course. So participants will also receive access to a Slack powered community so they can converse with their classmates. Slack is a cloud-based team collaboration software. Think of it like a to-do list plus calendar plus messaging app plus everything you ever need in a productivity tool.
Yeah, and as for the final exam, participants will be invited to present what they've built to the entire class. Essentially, it's called like the, you know, the pseudo demo day in that sense. The Startup School is an annual event produced by Y Combinator, which is an entrepreneurs and also students receive lessons from many of the technology industry leaders, including those who have graduated from the accelerator program. Sparse speakers include Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, WhatsApp's Chase Adam, and then also former Evernote CEO Phil Libin, and a whole bunch of others.
This year, though, it's an online forum which allows a whole lot more people to be part of it. I highly suggest you to check it out. Some of the guest lectures for the first ever MOOC course includes Reddit CEO Steve Huffman, WhatsApp CEO Jen Kum, and VCs and partners from YC. Nearly 40% of the classes will be recorded, advice sessions and with startups, and the lecturers will be recorded from Stanford University and will be covering topics like idea generation, product development, growth, culture building, fundraising, and more. The best part of all this is that it's free. It's free.
You know, this decision to offer all these resources to entrepreneurs around the world online for free may come as surprising, but it's actually been part of YC's setup more than a decade ago. And they're, you know, it's to help startups at whatever stage they're in to become a billion-dollar company. So check it out. It's startupschool.org, and register yourself if this is something it might be worthful in the next few months or so.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about startups, PayPal Startup Incubation Program landed in Singapore last year, and there were three participating startups. Now, after spending 9 months in the incubator at the Technology Center in Singapore, they have hatched and are now ready to take on the world. Oh, and that PayPal Technology Center in Singapore apparently comes with a bar and really, really, really good coffee, because, you know, we know these are very crucial to any startups. But anyways, yeah, three startups have already hatched and they are ready to take on the world.
And here are the graduating startups. First is Axinen. This name probably doesn't ring too many bells, but the people behind there are known. It's co-founded by former CTO of Grab, Wei Zhu. He's also the engineer who created Facebook's single sign-on extension called Facebook Connect.
Yeah, so Axinen was previously known as ProSecure. Their mission is to build digital insurance products. The first product is free return shipping insurance for e-commerce companies. And then they've partnered up with an online marketplace, Tokopedia, in Indonesia for its own free return shipping insurance program, which has signed up more than 4,000 merchants. Apparently, they process over 180,000 orders every month.
And next startup is Invoice Interchange. They use the concept of crowd investing to help businesses with cash flow problems. Businesses can upload invoices to the startup's website, where investors can pick them up in exchange for 85% of the invoice value. The business gets most of the money it's owed, and the investors collect their money from the debtor. So if the debtor is prompt, then investors release the remaining 15% to the business minus the fees.
Yeah, so the startup is solving like a real problem here. Even yesterday's resource center, we've covered on, you know, current debt recovery systems here in Malaysia. And did you know, on average, Malaysian SMEs take 2 months to pay off debts to suppliers.
Yeah, and so with Invoice Interchange, small firms can be paid as early as 24 hours rather than waiting for weeks or even months for the money they are owed. So the startup uses its own data algorithms to assess creditworthiness for investors interested in being part of the platform.
This startup is run by the husband and wife team of Brian Teng and also Nayli Chin No Wood Tichai, if I'm not mistaken. It's funded invoices worth over $8.5 million last year, up from $280,000 in 2015. That's a crazy jump.
It is, right? And now the last startup is called 10X. They build a protocol for the blockchain called Commit, C-O-M-I-T. It's basically a network that connects different blockchains like Bitcoin and Ethereum to allow developers to create apps and services for it. It has already clinched 16 partnerships worldwide with the first product, which is an e-wallet called OneBit.
So OneBit comes with its own debit card that allows users to pay at retail stores using assets from wallet like Bitcoin, for example. So 10X provides liquidity to the network by working with partners who get the share of the revenue. The CEO hopes that the protocol will give rise to an ecosystem of blockchain-based financial products that will work seamlessly with each other.
These are really impressive startups solving real fintech issues, right? So if you're interested to apply for the next batch of PayPal's incubator program, the deadline is next Friday, March 17th. You can find out more at paypal-incubator.com/Singapore.
Make use of all of this. Anyways, with that, it's time to wrap up today's Enterprise BizBite. And at the start of the show, we talked about Facebook testing reactions and dislike buttons on messengers. It's just more testing on Facebook. More changes are going to come along your way. It's very hard to keep track of it all.
Yeah, and Jay-Z launching his own venture venture capital fund for startups and offers branding support and more. And now you may have 99 problems, but branding support may not be one of them.
Yep, we've solved so many Jay-Z puns today. YC or Y Combinator, they open up registration for its free startup school online course for those who are curious to know what YC Accelerator program feels like.
And the first three startups that were hatched from PayPal's Singapore incubator has, as mentioned just a minute ago. Coming up at 12:30 is the Breakfast Grill replay, and on the hot seat today is Dato' Gary Chua. He's the president of MRCA, and Kevin Tan, the COO of Sunway Shopping Malls, as they discuss on the new ruling by the Domestic Trade Cooperatives and Consumerism Ministry to restrict the number of mega sales to just 4 per year.
What? Yep. No!
Pretty sad about this.
Oh, there goes your shopping. Anyways, that's happening next, and this has been The Enterprise BizBite. If you missed out any info and you need more details, you can check out the podcast that will be uploaded later, as we will have all the links to the stories we've talked about today. You can get the podcast from bfm.my, or better yet, you should just get the app on your Apple or Android smartphone. This has been The Enterprise BizBite, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.